gevoinen the asurum lover be so gramin be vamis that David gozer alayim that David made the gzer upon them we can't marry nisinim. So shayla mo Rashi says it's an isur d'oraisa lo yischatnim bam, and the Rambam wants to say the first generation that was mezgayer they have the isur d'oraisa lo yischatnim bam, but the next generation is not also d'oraisa, it's only because David HaMelech was gozer. I call upon them nisinim which are gevoinim, it's also also to marry them. Let's say a mamzer married a bas yisrael, did a chayv elavin, or else a nosin, or else a bas yisrael married a nosin, so also a chayv elavin, or a grash of David Gozmerlayim. So halachur is where the kedushin was beisa, halachur is loy shaysois v'loy noitlas ksuba. Again, if the husband gives her a get, he's supposed to give her a get because it's isa to live together. He doesn't have to give her a ksuba because there's an isa involved, but still she does not drink the meyamorim. If the husband warns her and finds out to make kinyan sfira, halacha is she does not drink the me'amarim. So Rashi, to loynemra pasha ella beruya lekaima, that the pasha of saita that you have to drink the me'amarim is only by a couple that they're allowed to live together. And now because of this kinyan of sfira, we have a suffix if they're allowed to or not. So then the Torah says she should drink the me'amarim to see if she's tahor, and then they'll stay married together. But in the case here where the Kohen Gadol married the Amona, that anyway he's not allowed to stay married to her. So then there's no halacha to drink the me'amar. But when he gives her a get though, she does not get a ksuba. Right, because like Rashi says, she's not worse than a kshera. Since Lamaisa she became a saita now, and the husband asked is giving her a get now because she became a saita, she's not worse than a kshera that she loses a ksuba. Now, v'elu, these are the cases of loy shoysos v'loy noitlas ksuba. These are cases also where the lady, even if she becomes a saita, she does not have to drink the mehamorim, but she does not get her ksuba even if she gets a get. Ho'aymeres t'meyani, the lady, the saita says clearly, t'meyani, she says clearly she had this nus, so then for sure she does not drink the mehamorim, and the husband gives her a get, and he doesn't have to give her the ksuba. Or else the Shabola Edim Shitameya. Or else Edim came along now and told us that she has nus. Or else the Haimeres Eini Shaisa. If the Saita herself, she herself says she doesn't want to drink, so then we don't force her to drink. It's a little bit like she's admitting that she had this nus really, and therefore if she gets a get, he does not have to pay her ksuba. What about Oma Baila Eini Mashka? Let's say the husband said, I don't want to be Mashka, my wife. That's also, we don't force her, and if it's okay, she does not drink. Or else, v'shabayla bo'ala derech. Or else in a case where the husband lived with her on the way up to Yerushalayim, where the husband lived with his wife, the Saita, in these cases, is Neitelas Ksuba, she deserves to get a Ksuba, because these cases, the husband is the one that caused it, the fact the husband lived with her, or else because the husband does not want her to drink, and therefore he has to pay her ksuba, but v'loy shoysos. But the ma'isa, the lachar is, she doesn't drink to mehamorim. Because we had that once the husband lived with her on the way, he's not noki, so like we had lachar before, the ma'im would not be boidik. So these last two cases, like these are the cases that she gets a ksuba because it's the husband's fault, but the lachar is though, she does not drink to mehamorim. Right. What about meisul ba'leihen ad shloshosu? Let's say there's a case of a saita that the husband warned his wife and then found the tav stira, and now the husband died before she drank the mehamarim. So Rashi says it means shalkol saitas hanistarois uruyas lishtois loyespikol ashkaisan. We're talking about a regular saita that if the husband would still be alive now, they would make her drink the mehamarim, and before they got around to making her drink the mehamarim, the husband died. So lachar is beishamay yemim beishamay holds. Noitless ksuba. She has a right now to collect a ksuba from the yorshim, from the sons. She collects a ksuba. Because if the husband would have been alive, it could be she would have drank the me'amarim and proven that she's tahor, so she has a right to get a ksuba. But for lois shoyser, she can't drink. Without a husband, she can't drink. Because the pasuk says, ve'ivu ish es ishtoi. The man has to be there. But I call upon him, she gets a ksuba. Ubeisil l'mutzil says no. Oy shoysois. In other words, if to say, since she can't drink the me'amarim, who are them? We're not going to give her the ksuba. So Rashi says, Mitoch shelo shoyse, since she can't drink the mei amarim, is le'noitlas tzuba. And the Gemara will explain what the machlekes is. Because the Chorus is suffic here. That kol zman she does not drink the mei amarim, we have a doubt that maybe really she did this nus. And if she really did this nus, then she does not deserve to get a tzuba. So it's a suffic if she deserves to get a tzuba or not. So the Chorus, the Yoshim have right to say, ha'moitze mechaveru olav araya. I'm not going to pay you the tzuba. You have to prove it that you did not have this nus. And you can't prove it to us. Because the Lachor is you can't drink the mei amarim. So therefore, Beis Hillel holds that since she cannot drink from the mei amarim, she can't prove herself. Therefore, the call is of a moitzim mechaveru olav araya. And what's the shan? Beis Shammai, that we'll see in the Gemara. But Shtar Roimus Ligvus is kugavu domi. Beis Shammai says no, she's like a muchzik already in the tzuba. All right, turn over. Weiter. Muberes Chaveroi. The Mishnah says weiter. What's going to be if somebody married the Muberes Chaveroi? In other words, he did an Issa. Midirabon of the Lachor is when a wife becomes an Amona, let's say, somebody else is not allowed to marry her until 3 months go by. There's always a Zman of Avchon and Midirabon, and you can't remarry somebody else's wife unless you first wait at least 3 months to make sure whether she's pregnant from the first husband or not. Let's say somebody didn't listen to the Tzchanos Rabbanin, or Asu Adin, if the wife is pregnant, you're not allowed to remarry her. Let's say somebody didn't listen, and somebody married a Muberes Chaveroi. Rashi says, Shemes, the husband died, Venicha Muberes, and she's left over a pregnant Amona, or Menicha, or she's nursing, or Isha Girsha, or else the husband gave her a get, Vi Muberes or Menicha, Vi Asur Chacham, Liyosei Achi Avlad Ben Beishonim. Midi Rabbanin, not allowed to marry her until the baby's 2 years old. That's the Zman when she finishes nursing. But let's say somebody did an Issa and he went and married her. So, Muberes Chaveroi, Menikas Chaveroi. The Lachor is Loi Shoisois, Vule Noitlos Ksuba. Diva Rebbe Meir, this is Rebbe Meir Shita. That if they become a Soita now if this husband warns his wife and finds her to be Stira with that man, so Loi Shoisois, she does not drink, and in order she does not get a Ksuba. Diva Rebbe Meir. The Chom Mar Nechom say no. Yochalu lahafrisha, he could separate like from her the 2 years that he's supposed to. Uliachziro liachazman, and then take it back later. So Hilkach, therefore, ruya liishas karinibay. In other words, the shaila is like we had before. When do you make a soita to drink the meyamorim? Only if this couple really is allowed to live together. The only question is now, because it is soita that the kina was tira, so then we let her drink the meyamorim to prove that she's tor, and then she's allowed to stay with her husband. But in this case, that anyway she's also to her husband, because her husband did an issa by marrying her before the 2 years went by, so Rav Meir says there's no reason for her to drink the mei amarim. Tacham say yes, she can still drink, because there's an eitza to keep the two together. Let them just separate for 2 years, till the z'macha z'man ha'yinika, and then he's allowed to remarry her, to live together. Therefore it is called the isha, that's ruya, therefore there is a mitzvah, she could drink the mei amarim. Fighter, what's to me with idleness? Let's say an Isha that can't give birth, an idleness. Or else there's a Kenya, she became very old. She can't give birth either. V'shein real Leila, or else Stam, she's not right to give birth. Rashi says, Shashasa Kais Ikrin. She drank a Kais that made her sterile, she can't give birth. Is Lelocha Loi Noitlas Ksuba V'loi Shoisas. If they become a Saita, so they cannot drink the Meyamorim, and it wasn't they did not get a Ksuba either. Because in such a case, the Lachor Rashi says in Shazan, the Asuras Lekaimo, Lemi Shein Leibonim, Shere Nistavi Yisrael, a period of Rivia, Rashi learns, that since the husband has a Chi, a period of Rivia, so he's not allowed to live with her. So therefore, they do not drink the Mehamor. We have Lazu Aimeno, Yechoilu Lisi Shacheris, Velifras, Velibras, Hemenu, there's no Issa now. If the man wants to have children, he could stay married to her, let him marry another wife to have children from another wife. So therefore, for the first wife, it's still called, he's Ruya. Therefore, they would drink the Mei Amarim. For Yishar Kol Anoshim, all other ladies, though the Mishnah say, the Lachor is, Oy Shaisais, either they drink the Mei Amarim when they're a Saita, and then we'll see what happens, either they'll die, or it shows that they're clean, their Torah, Oy Lanoitlas Ksuba, or else if she says she does not want to drink the Mei Amarim, then the Lachor is, we can't force her, but she does not collect the Ksuba, it's like her fault, she does not deserve the Ksuba. What about Eishes Koyen? What about a wife of a Koyen? Halacha is Shaisa. If she becomes a Saita, if the Kayan warns his wife and they found Stira together, Halacha is if she's a Saita, she drinks the Me'amarim. And if she comes out to be clean, nothing happens to her, or Materas Labaila, even though the husband's a Kayan, so what? The Maisa, when she drinks the Me'amarim, that proves to us that she was tor, that she did not do the Avera. So even though her wife is a Kayan, so what? As only the Halacha only is by Ishas Kayan, if she was Nemsa. If another man lived with her, even Beyonis, then she's also to her husband. But over here, the Me'amarim shows us that she did not live with any man. Therefore, she's mutter to her husband. Like Rashi says, the Gemara has to kasha, pshita, like why not? Then the Mishnah says, Eishes Saris. What about the wife of the Saris? The man became sterile. So Rashi goin, Shenistero li'acha shenisa. The kodma shchiva ba'al laboyim. That Mashma, after they got married together, the man and with her wife, and then later he became sterile. So, and then she became a Saita. Seisha Saris Shaisa. I still she could drink. So Gemara Parak Shin Molas Kasher also. Like, why not? He's mutter to stay married to her. So Avada, she has to drink the Me'amar. The Mishnah says then, Ayideh, all this we'll see in the Gemara. Ayideh kol aroyis mekanin. Halacha is when a husband is jealous, like he sees his wife hanging around with another man, any type of an issa erva, he has the right to give kinoi to warn her. Rashi says, "Im kinola meyaviyah meyachiyah or meyechad nikol aroyis shematayra v'nistera heavy kinoi." Even though she's jealous, the husband, that she's too much with her father, too much with her brother, still she could become a saita. Like one svar would be is that kamat for sure they didn't live together. Even though your wife is too close with a father, too close with a brother, but it's a svar to say they didn't live together. No. If the husband warned her, said, look, I don't like the way you're too close with your brother, stay away from him, and then they found them to be together alone, sistera, she becomes a saita, she has to drink. That's the lachi al kol aroyis mekanin. You can be mekanah no matter who the person is. Chutz min akotin, excluded that the person is a kotin. The Rashi says, the pasuk says, v'shachav ish oisa. It has to be a gadol and not a boy. O mimi sheino ish, or else from a person is not called an ish.
The Gemara says it means a behemoth. From a behemoth there's no din shtiyah.
Now, a chutz from these two people. V'eilu shebezdin mekanah lehen. These are the people now that Bezdin themselves go ahead and can make his wife into a Saita. They could warn the wife without the husband. Mishin Eshcharish Baila. Let's say the husband became a Cherish. He can't hear. So therefore, the Bezdin has a right to if they see his wife acting fritzus, they have a right to go and warn her. And then if she has Stira, they can make a drink. Or Nishtatora, so the husband became a Shaita. So the husband doesn't know what's doing, so he doesn't know to warn his wife. Now if Bezdin sees that wife acting the priestess with other men, they have a right to warn her. And she could become a Saita. Or else let's say the husband is locked up in jail. So he can't see what's doing. So therefore Bezdin has a right to make her into a Saita. But the Mishnah says, though loy lahashkoi samru, that Bezdin does it. That Bezdin can't make her into a Saita in order to make her drink the Me'amarim. That much not. Like Rashi says, because the Pasuk says, Fehevi or Ish Esh Ishtoi, that you need the husband to bring his wife. So if the husband can't come to Bezdin, Bezdin will not make her drink the Me'amarim. So what does it mean here that Bezdin can make the wife into a Saita? And the Paisla Miksubasa just means that will Pasla for Ksuba, that she's going to lose her Ksuba. She won't be able to collect Ksuba. Reb Yosi Yoimen, no, Reb Yosi says, Aflash Koisoi. Look, Yeshiyetze Bagel, Beis Asurim Yishkenu. Here's an Afkamino. True, Vishas Hashko, you have to have the Baal, the husband, come to Bezdin. But it's an Afkamino. Let's say the husband was locked up in jail. So during, while the time he was in jail, Bezdin saw the way she's a Prutza, she's hanging around with another man, so Bezdin has the right to warn her. And then if they find out that there was Stira, they were alone together, she has it in Saita. Now, lahashkois, that's possible. Later, when the husband gets freed, he comes out of jail, he comes home, now that he finds out that his wife had kinyan stira, she's a saita, he could take her to the kohen, and he could make a drink to me'amarim. So it is possible, even though the husband was not there, for shas, the kinyan of stira, it's possible he should still bring her to make the hashkois ha-saita. It's possible she could drink the water. Alright, we'll stop here. This is the whole Mishnah, the whole Perek Mishnah, we'll see all the Gemara on this Mishnah. We were holding daf chof dalar omer aleph by the Gemara. Gemara says like this: Mishte hu d'loy shiya. She doesn't drink the mehamorim, for kinuya matni lo. But there is an inyan that the husband could give kinuy, could warn her. In other words, the beginning of our Mishnah said that an arusa shemeres yavam was loy shoysois for a noitless ksuba. In the case where she was only an arusa, that means you didn't have nesuyin yet. You only made Erisin, you made Kedushin, and then the husband was jealous, saw that his wife was hanging around with another man, so he warned her. And then there was Spira. So the Mishnah says that she does not have to drink the Mehamorim, because they didn't have Nesuyin yet. So Gemara is being Medayik, Mishtahu Deloishasuya. She doesn't have to drink the water from the Mehamorim. That we do not have. But her Kinui Matnilo. But there is an Indian that the husband should give Kinui. And Rashi says it means lesser love, that she becomes also to her husband. Midiktoni la noitless ksuba. Because the Mishnah says that she goes out without a ksuba. Why does she lose her ksuba? It has to be because the Maisa, she's now also to her husband. So we see, even though a Shemeres Yavam and Arusa does not shtia, she doesn't drink the Mehamorim, but there is a Pasha of Saita by her. And therefore she becomes also to her husband. So Gemara asked, Minoha Nimili, how do we know these halachas? That was saying in the Mishnah that an Arus and a Shemeres Yavam, in a case where the first husband died without children, and there's a brother alive, so before the brother makes Yibum, now if she he sees her with another man and he warns her, and then there's Thira, so the Mishnah says that she does not have to drink the Mehamorim, but Mashpah from the Gemara's Diyak is that she does become Asa to the Yavam. So the question is, how do we know this? So Gemara says like this, the Tana Rabbanan, we're going to the Braisa, the Pasuk says, Daber al Bnei Yisrael, V'yamarta. This is the Parsha of Saita, the beginning of the Parsha of Saita. It says, Lashon V'yamarta, L'rabbis Arusa V'shemeres Yavam L'kinui. That our Mishnah, the Pasuk means to include, that even though you only had an Erisim with your wife, you only made Kedushin, you did not live with her yet, you did not make Nisuyin, or else a Shemeres Yavam, where the first husband died, and now the second brother is alive, he's waiting to make, he didn't make Yibum yet. So these two cases, there is a parsha of Kinui and Stira, that if the husband or the Yavim warns her, and then she's found to be alone with that man, that she becomes also to them. She becomes also either to her husband or else to the Yavim. So the Gemara says, Umas Nisan Mani, who does our Mishnah go like? Rabbi Yonason he. Our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yonason. The Tanya will learn like this in the Braisa. The Pasuk says, Tachas Ishech, that what a whole Pasha of Sait is only after she first had a husband and she was living with her own husband. So, Prat, this excludes Li Arusa. An Arusa where the first husband only made Erisin, they only had Kedushin, they were not living together yet, so if so, there's no Pasha of Sait. That's what Rabbi Yonason says. When the Pasuk says, Tachas Ishech, that's Prat Li Arusa. An Arusa does not have the Pasha of Sait. Yochel, I would think, Shani Moitzi Av Shemeres Yavam. Maybe the same halach applies to a Shemeres Yavam also, where the first husband dies, and now the brother's alive, and now he warns her, and there's Stira. Maybe also she does not have to drink the Me'amorim. Talmud Loima, this, Rabbi Yonason knows, the Pasuk says, Ish Ish. That the Pasuk says, Ish Ish is the rabbi's a Shemeres Yavam. That he argues in our Mishnah and holds, a Shemeres Yavam does have to drink. That in the case with the Yavam, gave her kinui, warned her, and then they found that there was stira, that the maisa she does have to drink. That's Reb Yashia's pshat. Reb Yonason Oymer, no. Reb Yonason says, the pasuk says, tachas ishech. Where is there a pasha of saita, that if your wife becomes a saita, she has to drink the me'amorim, where tachas ishech means where the first, the husband and wife, they were living together. So prat, this excludes, l'shemeres yavam. That's not the shemeres yavam, where the husband died, and now there's no children, so the brother has to make Yibum. The brother did not live with her yet. He wasn't Miyabim her yet. She's only a Shemeres Yavam. She's waiting for the brother to make Yibum. So right now, if the brother sees the way she's hanging around with another man, and he warns her, and then they find Stira, so the locher is, there's no dinner Meisaita. She doesn't have to drink the Mehamorim. That's where Rav Yonason learns, and that's Pshat now Mishnah. that our Mishnah says, and our rooster, Shemeros Yavam, Loi Shaisai, they do not drink. So Gemara says, according to the Yonasin, I see Shemeros Yavam, I take out a Shemeros Yavam, by her there's no pasha of Saita to drink, but maybe the Loyaiti es Arusa, but maybe not a Narusa, Narusa stronger, Rabbi Yonasin holds. Because it's, you made Kedushim with already. She's your wife already. So maybe since she's your wife already, there would be a parasha of Saita to drink. Talmudayma, this apostle says, no, Asher Tishta Isha Tachas Isha. That the whole parasha of Saita is only when your wife goes away from you, like when you were first living with her, when you had Nisuyin already. Prat, this excludes Li Arusa. That an Arusa, since you only made Kedushim with your wife, you didn't live with her yet, so now if you give her kinui and there's stira, the Lach Rishi does not have to drink the mehamorim. There's no pasha of shtiyas mehamayim. So kits our Mishnah that excludes an arus and a shmeras yavam, that goes according to Rabbi Yonasan. So the Gemara explains, what's the machlokes Rabbi Yonasan and Rabbi Yonasan and Rabbi Yashia. So the Gemara says, Mar Ali Malay Arusa, one holds Arusa is more stronger. That's the way Rabbi Yonasan learns. The Kedusha Didei, because it's his own Kedusha, he made Kedusha with her. Vistoiklin Ayodai, and it's a good Kenyan Aisha says, she's married already. If somebody else lives with her, he's Chayas Gila. Umar Ali Malay Shemeres Yavam, he else know, there's a bigger Chiddush in the Shemeres Yavam. That's the way, that's where Rabbi Yonasan learns. Why? The Lemechthra Mesiru Lechupa. Because by Shemeres Yavam, it's only considered the Gemar Kinyan. You're not missing the Mesiru Lechupa. In other words, you don't have to make Kedushin. When your brother died, and now you want to be Miyabma, you just make B, and that's the Gemar Kinyan. So it's not called the Mesiru Lechupa, therefore yells that stronger. So that's the Machlokes Rabbi Yonasan and Rabbi Yashia, which one do we exclude first? Do we exclude a Shemeres Yavam, or do we exclude Arusa? Now the Gemara is told, according to Rabbi Yonasan, for Rabbi Yonasan, for the Gemara, Hi Ish Ish Mayavadlei, what does he do with the Pasuk Ish Ish? His Rabbi Yashia uses the word Ish Ish, L'Rabbi is Narusa, that he says Narusa does have to drink. So the question is, what does Rabbi Yonasan do with the word Ish Ish? He takes out both of them. So Gemara says, Mi Boile L'Rabbi is Eishes Cheresh, V'Yeshes Shoita, V'Yeshes Shimum.